Santa Clara County has teamed up with the California Department of Justice to file a lawsuit against ICE, the Department of Homeland Security, and a Gilroy property owner, whose land is slated to become the site of a new 8,700-square-foot holding facility for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, with the capacity to imprison an estimated 150 detainees. Construction on the facility began last month. However, Santa Clara County Council Tony Lopresti says the lawsuit aims to stop construction of the controversial facility before it moves any further.
Their sudden and secret development of an ICE facility at the property is reckless and unlawful.
California currently has 7 ICE detention facilities, all located in Southern California, with the exception of the ICE field office in San Francisco, which in recent months has held immigrants following courthouse arrests before being transferred hundreds of miles away to remote detention facilities. In January of last year, a private developer leased the Gilroy property to the federal government for use by ICE, likely as an enforcement and removal operations or ARO office, which are intended for administrative purposes and short-term detention. But under the Trump administration, those offices have been the subject of numerous lawsuits and investigative reports, which have revealed overcrowding, long-term confinement, and lack of medical care.
It's the type of facility that is the subject of lawsuits throughout the nation for warehousing people in inhumane conditions. It's the type of facility that has signaled an increase in enforcement throughout the region.
In the lawsuit, Attorney General Rob Bonta and Santa Clara County Council Lopresti argued that the project violates 5 state and federal laws.
We've learned that there's a history of hazardous materials stemming from longstanding research and development activities at the site. We've uncovered 3 decades of documented leaks and spills of chemical compounds. That means that there is, as we speak, active construction disturbing a potentially contaminated site, putting construction workers and employees and potentially detained individuals at severe risk.
The lawsuit alleges the federal government violated multiple federal laws by moving forward without required environmental review or coordination with local officials.
The facts in our lawsuit show that defendants have taken reckless action. Rather than following the law and their own guidance on cooperating with local and state authorities, they chose instead to ram this project forward in secrecy, completely ignoring the local impacts. That ends with this lawsuit.
According to the California Department of Justice, under Donald Trump's 2nd administration, California's immigration detention population has surged, with individual facilities seeing increases of 200 to as much as 800%. Attorney General Rob Bonta says the dramatic increase reflects what he describes as the Trump administration's effort to treat immigration enforcement like a business.
Turning it into Amazon Prime, but with human beings. That's a quote, as former acting ICE director Todd Lyons put it. It's despicable, and as County Councilor Lopresti laid out in great specificity, it's illegal.
According to the GEO Group, business is booming. Before the Trump administration's expansion of immigration detention, the private for-profit prison company operated roughly 6,000 immigration detention beds. Today, GEO Group says that number is roughly 21,000, housing nearly one-third of all people detained by ICE nationwide. Here's GEO Group founder and executive chairman George Zoli speaking to shareholders during the company's latest earning call.
Our better-than-expected performance reflects significant revenue growth from the contracts that we entered into throughout 2025. As we have previously discussed, in 2025, we were awarded new or expanded contracts that represent up to approximately $520 million in new incremental annual revenues, which represents the largest amount of new business we have won in a single year in our company's history.
According to the company's financial report, GEO's revenues increased 17% to over $700 million this year alone, while its net income climbed to 96%. As profits climb and concerns grow over ICE's expanding footprint in California, Lopresti warns that additional operations are likely to follow.
Is there a real concern that this kind of development foreshadows that there will be increased enforcement in the region? I think the answer is absolutely yes, and I think the community's reaction is indicative of that. I think we have seen a trend that when the infrastructure for this kind of enforcement is built, it signals that there is going to be an immediate ramping up of detentions and all kinds of different ICE activity. So a big part of what the community and the region's leaders are reacting to, not just the construction of the facility, but the fact that we could see more ICE presence, more disruption in our economy, more disruption in our education system, more disruption in our society, being able to operate with a common basic sense of security and safety. And being able to push back on this facility, I think, is part and parcel of being able to demonstrate to the immigrant community and to our community more broadly that we're there standing in solidarity with them.
Santa Clara County officials say additional legal challenges may be forthcoming. Today's filing marks California's 71st lawsuit against the Trump administration since the president returned to office in 2025. Meanwhile, it's day 23 of a hunger strike involving roughly 40 immigrants detained at the Adelanto ICE Processing Center and Desert View Annex. In New Jersey, more than 300 people detained at Delaney Hall began a hunger strike on May 22nd. While state and county officials fight in court to stop construction of a new facility, detainees inside existing ones are demanding bond reform, improved conditions, adequate medical and mental health care, accountability for deaths in custody, and the right to organize. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.